Mick Rad here with our music director at 2SER, Andrew Kuduri, giving you a bit of a preview of the music you're going to hear on 2SER this week. G'day, Andrew.
G'day.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
What have you been listening to in the lead up to what we're going to play this week?
Well, one thing that I've been listening to only in the last 24 hours, so I can't really give a major detailed assessment of this, but I am excited by it. It's the new album from the Fleet Foxes. It's their third. It's called Crack Up. And you'd know if you're a Fleet Foxes fan that it's been a long time between drinks for these guys. It's been 6 years since Helplessness Blues, which came out in 2011. Now, the lead fox, Robin Pecknold, he spent a lot of this time out studying at Columbia University. He's a very intellectual guy, and that shows in the music and a lot of the references that you'll hear and crack up. He also spent a lot of time wondering whether anybody wanted another Fleet Foxes album, which is really interesting because one of the things when I was listening to this record overnight that came to mind was the idea that a lot of music has changed in that time. When Fleet Foxes came out, they were really at the head of what was a new movement for folk rock, and so many bands cropped up in their wake. And they're still around, but they're not really seen as the thing as they were back in 2009, 10, 11. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this album sits in the sort of general popular culture of music. And it's interesting to hear this record because the first thing you hear is that it sounds like Fleet Foxes. But if you delve in, which I did really deeply last night, you'll hear that essentially is a lot more complex, a lot more intricate, and a lot more layered. And you're going to have to spend more time with it. It's not as immediate, but it's still quite beautiful. It's weighty and epic as you'd expect from them. The gorgeous harmonies are still there, and that emotional surge that they have in their songs are really brilliant. So I thought we'd listen to a little bit of Cassius just to exemplify that.
This is Cassius from Fleet Foxes.
Past my window, out in the street, life makes short work of all I see. Men take the change from beggars tied.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of layers in there.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more layers going on with this record. It's called Crack Up from the Fleet Foxes. They're first in 6 years. And I think that, yeah, you'll find there's a lot more detail and nuance going on with this record this time around. It'll be really interesting to see how it fares with the general peoples.
That's us.
Yeah.
The FFF, the Fleet Fox fans.
Yep, exactly. Let's move on, shall we? We're going to hear from the new album from Songhoi Blues, who made a really big splash with their previous album. They're a Malian quartet, and they actually formed in 2015 after a jihadi incursion forced them into exile. So everything that they do, the music that they make has a political ring around it, and everything they do is kind of in resistance to that incursion. So, of course, they've named their new album Resistance.
Uh-huh.
And it's just raucous, joyous stuff. They just work this beautiful sound. It's kind of this heat haze blues with wild rock and kind of like a heat stroked funk and a bit of reggae in there as well. It's so infectious. They've got this great sense of abandon with what they do. So a lot of freedom in the playing, a lot of just great vibes. There's some really cool guests on here as well. We've heard the single Marley Nord with MC Elf Kid. Iggy Pop's on it as well. There's a children's choir. It's a really, really sweet record. Let's hear a little bit.
Yeah, this is Banako from Songhoi Blues. Bass.
Yeah. How can you fail to be moved by that? It's really wonderful stuff. The new album from Songhoi Blues, it's called Resistance.
Fantastic. Not to be confused with Bob Marley and his Resistance.
Not at all.
Fantastic, Andrew. And one more for the new music that we're going to hear on 2SER this week.
Yeah, I thought we'd end with someone who's a little less known, a woman called Larkin Grimm, who was born in Memphis, Tennessee, and now lives in New York. It's a new album from her, and she says that she wants to create utopia through sound. So, yep, lofty ambitions, mm-hmm. and it's a lofty-sounding record. She's made this really widescreen theatrical record spanning orchestral folk and astral jazz. She's come a long way, because if you tune into her early records, they were this really interesting mix of a kind of Appalachian folk style that had a lot of experimental leanings. She really took it into that area. A lot of it got branded under that term freak folk that came around in the late 90s and early 2000s. People like Devendra Banhart and acts like that. And she was kind of lumped into that category. But I kind of think her music actually had further reach than that. And at the same time, she's really upped that. And she's worked with some really interesting collaborators, including the long-term David Bowie producer Tony Visconti on this record, who also worked on her last record, Soul Retrieval. Mm. And so, look, I think if you think of an act like Mercury Rev and their really amazing sort of fantastical sound, you're in the ballpark with Larkin Grimm's new album, which is called Chasing an Illusion. And yeah, I just think it's a really lovely piece of work. She lays herself open. She's in pursuit of true soul, and she seems kind of perfectly balanced as well as kind of out there on a total limb. She's just got that really in fine weight. So yeah, I thought we'd go with a track called Beautifully Alone. Really lovely track from Larkin Grimm and her new album, Chasing an Illusion.
Fantastic. Larkin Grimm, thank you, Andrew, for the update of new music on 2SER.
Have a great week, everyone.
Cheers.
In your eyes, and when I'm alone with you, I realize our love isn't real. When I'm alone with you, I think about nice things, like what I'm going to eat next meal with.